利利亚，我们温哥华教会的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to brothers and sisters here at Vancouver.
啊，感谢耶稣的恩典。
Thank the grace of God.
啊，这次小弟能奉联总差派来我们温哥华哈，加拿大温哥华来协助圣工。
That I have this opportunity to come here to help out with the holy work through the arrangement of IA.
啊，这次圣经讲习会的主题是约翰一二三书。
The topic of the Bible seminar is 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
我就按照我所写的讲义跟大家一起来分享。
And I will go according to the guide.
我们先来看约翰一书的概论。
Let's just take a look at the epilogue of 1st John.
约翰一书它的主题是与神相交。
The topic of 1st John is to commune with God.
它的作者是使徒。约翰
The author was Apostle John.
在圣经记载约翰有三个人。
In the Bible, there are three persons that are called John.
就是施洗约翰。
Go by this name, John. The first one was John the Baptist.
第二个是称呼马可的约翰。
And the second John was the John that was also called Mark.
第三个就是作者使徒约翰。
And the third John was the Apostle John.
这个使徒约翰他是伯赛大的人。
Apostle John was born in Bethsaida.
他的爸爸是渔夫。
And his dad was a fisherman.
所以他从小就跟他爸爸一起这个打鱼做渔夫了。
From youth, he was trained up as a fisherman.
我们看马可福音一章十六节。
Let's turn to Mark.Chapter 1, verse 16.
马可福音一章十六节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 16.
一章十六节，耶稣就顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的弟兄安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。十七节，耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”十八节，他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。十九节，耶稣稍往前走，又看见西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。二十节，耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。这里记载耶稣来呼召两对门徒。
Here record the passage of Jesus called these two pairs of disciples.
就是彼得跟他的弟兄安德烈。
That would be Peter and his brother Andrew.
就是雅各跟约翰这对兄弟。
As well as the brother James and John.
这里特别谈到约翰的父亲是西比泰。
And here specifically mentioned about their father named Zebedee.
那耶稣呼召他们的时候，他们也正好刚好在还在捕鱼啊。
When they were called, they were actually engaged in the action of fishing.
捕鱼回来再洗网。
And they were rinsing the nets.
耶稣呼召他们来跟从我。
When Jesus called them to follow him,
这里记载说他们随即立即就舍了网，舍了船，跟父亲告别，然后就跟从耶稣了。
Recorded in verse 20 says, immediately he called them, they left their father and they followed Jesus.
主耶稣也曾经这样教导勉励。
Jesus once told us,
要跟从耶稣的。
Those who wish to follow him.
如果没有撇下一切来跟从主，
if you have not forsake everything,
不配做主的门徒，
then you are not worthy of being called a
disciple. 要跟从主的，
those who wish to follow the Lord,
要背起自己的十字架跟从主，
will have to carry up your own cross.
所以我们跟从主的人要下定决心。
That is to say, those who wish to follow Jesus must have the determination.
就是要付出代价。
That is to say, some price has to be paid.
才能做门徒。
In order to become a disciple.
当然不是说要当使徒、当传道才要撇下所有。
That is not to say only you want to become a full-time minister, then you need to give up everything.
所以撇下所有是那种精神、那个心智。
The term of forsake everything is the mentality.
就是说看清世界上的一切，我们才有办法撇下一切嘛。
That is to say, if you are to forsake everything, you must despise everything.
哦，主耶稣甚至进一步这样说。
Moreover, Jesus say this.
哦，要跟从我的。
Those who wish to follow me.
哦，如果爱父母、爱儿女胜过爱我的。
If you love your parents more than me,
不配做我的门徒。
Then you are not worthy of being my disciple.
哦，爱房屋、田产哦，胜过爱我的。
If you love your houses and properties more than love me,
不配做我的门徒。
Then you are not worthy of me.
当然，主耶稣的意思不是说不能爱父母亲，不能爱儿女啊。
Of course, this is not to say that you should not love your parents and children.
哦，我们爱父母亲、爱妻儿，我们更爱主耶稣。
Of course, you have to love your family member. However, you have to love Jesus more.
哦，神就是爱。
For God Himself is love.
哦，意思就是说，我们不能让任何的关系来影响到我们跟主耶稣的关系。
That is to say, we cannot let any relationship to hinder the relationship between us and Christ.
哦，所以啊，这个约翰啊，他们就撇下所有来跟从主了哈。
Therefore, John and James here, they forsake everything to follow the Lord.
哦，这个约翰这个人啊，一开始哈，他的这个性情啊哈，哎，不是很好。
Here we can understand that John started out with a bad temper.
抱歉哦，我刚刚谈到他的父亲，我们再来谈他的母亲了哈。
We just talk about his father Zebedee. Now let's talk about the mother.
哦，这个约翰的信仰啊，其实也受到他的妈妈哈，他的父母亲哈，他的爸爸妈妈哈影响。
John's faith was actually greatly affected by his parents.
刚刚说他撇下所有哈，告别了父母亲来跟从耶稣。
We just saw the scripture about they saying goodbye to the father and follow him.
啊，除了他自己的心智。
Besides his own determination,
如果他的父母亲、他的家人没有配合呢？
If his parents say no,
没有支持呢
？If they did not end up supporting him,
他怎么可能撇下一切哦，跟父母亲啊告别来跟从耶稣
？How was he able to say bye and then just follow Jesus?
哦，一人做工等于全家在做工。
If they want to do holy work, then the entire family has to get involved.
一人服侍等于全家在做服侍。
If one involved in the servitude, then the whole family has to be at his back.
哦，我们家里面的人，哦，我们参与圣工。
When we engage in holy work,
那相对的，我们就会哈比较少时间啊跟家人相处的时间。
Then we will have less time and effort to spend with our family members.
哦，在家里面的时间
，we have less time at home.
哦，可能我们会有大部分的时间在教会里面来服事。
That is to say, when we spend more time to serve at church.
那如果家里面的人没有配合、没有支持呢
？If the member in the household did not support your action,
哦，像这个约翰一样，如果他父母亲不同意、没有支持配合的话，他哪能撇下渔船啊，来跟从耶稣呢？
Such as if the parents of John did not support him, how could he just forsake the business?
哦，所以他的母亲啊，撒罗姨啊，是一个爱主的姐妹。
Their mother was also a sister that loved the Lord greatly.
我们看马太福音二十七章。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章。
Matthew 27.
二十七章五十六节。
27:56.
56节，内中有抹大拉的玛利亚，又有雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有西比泰两个儿子的母亲。啊，西比泰两个儿子的母亲，就是指着哈啊这个约翰的妈妈撒罗姨啊。
And verse 56 here says the Zebedee's, the mother of Zebedee's son, that would be referring to their mother.
这里记载有一群爱主的妇女啊。
Here recorded a group of women who loved the Lord very much.
一直跟从主。
They follow him all the way.
一直跟到主耶稣被钉十字架，在十字架底下。
They follow him all the way to under the cross when he was nailed.
哦，啊，他的母亲的名字叫做啊撒罗姨啊。
And the mother's name was Saloi.
哦，可见啊，一个人的信仰哈，跟他的父母亲跟他的家庭有关系。
So from here we can see one's faith has everything to do with their family.
我们看他的妈妈这样哈，有爱心有信心。
Here we can see how great his mother's faith was.
哦，所以相对的哈，也影响到两个孩子。
And from here we can see how this get transferred to the children.
哦，那约翰一开始跟随耶稣的时候，他的性情啊，其实是暴躁的。
When John started out following the Lord, his temper was really bad.
但是自从他跟从耶稣之后，他的性情就改变了。
However, after a while, his temper started to change.
啊，因为神就是爱。
Because the Lord himself was love.
后来他就成为爱的使徒。
He was later called the Apostle of Love.
哦，称为哈主所爱的门徒。
He was also called the Apostle that the Lord loves.
啊，他后来他所写的书信。
Among the letters that he wrote,
也都是充满爱。
We can see that it was full of love.
为什么？
Why was this?
因为他经历爱。
Because he experiences love.
所以他活出爱。
And he was able to live it out.
所以他才能来勉励爱。
And from this, he was able to encourage with love.
我们看马可福音第三章十七节。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音三章十七节。
Mark chapter 3 verse 7.
马可福音三章十七节。
Mark 3:7.
十七节，还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰。
Verse 17.
又给这两个人起名叫伴尼奇，就是雷子的意思。这里说约翰另外一个名字叫做伴尼奇。
In verse 17, here mentioned another name of John was
Bonages, 意思就是雷子。
And that is to say son of thunder.
雷子的意思就是说他的性情非常急躁。
It means that their temper was really bad, like thunder.
我们看性情急躁的人，突然就生气翻脸啊。
When one's temper was quick,
he could
turn his face quickly.
晴天霹雳啊，砰！哇，大家会突然吓一跳。
Just as if a thunder just came out of nowhere.
刚刚不是好好的啊？怎么马上翻脸生气呢？
This person was okay a moment ago, and now he's all mad.
所以我们跟那个性情暴躁的人讲话，我们都很担心、很害怕，哪时候他会生气？
And therefore, when we were dealing with this person with bad temper, we may be quite worried.
这里是记载耶稣呼召他的时候，耶稣叫他伴尼奇呀。
This was describing when Jesus first called him. He called him Bernages.
我们看路加福音九章五十四节。
Let us also turn to Luke 9, chapter 9.
为什么耶稣一开始叫他的名字叫伴尼奇？
And why was this name? What was this the name?
路加福音九章五十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 54.
五十四节，他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？三十五节，耶稣转身责备两个门徒说：“你们的心如何？你们并不知道。”好，这里有一次哈，记载耶稣要经过一个地方。
Recorded here once Jesus and his disciples came by a place.
结果那个地方的人不接待耶稣了。
The people in the town did not want to receive Jesus.
因为耶稣他们往那个撒玛利的方向去啊。
For Jesus and the disciples was heading towards the town of Samaria.
这个雅各啊，看到这种情形啊，就跟耶稣讲啊。
James and John saw this. They told the Lord.
要不要哈、这个吩咐火从天上降下来把他们烧灭。
Says here, do you want us to command fire to come down from the heaven and to burn them up.
因为他们对主耶稣不礼貌。
For they are not being
看清耶稣啊，不接待耶稣。
Belittle you.
我们想说，这有这么严重吗？
And we may think it's was this bad.
你看这种事情，他就生气到这种地步，说要耶稣吩咐火从天上把他们烧灭掉。
Just because that they weren't received well, they wanted them to burn and die.
那可见他一开始他的脾气真的是雷子啊。
So here we can see that their temper was really bad.
非常的暴躁
，very jumpy。
但是哦，后来哦，他就变成爱的门徒。
Later on, he transformed himself to the apostle.
心中有爱的人哦，就会沉静。
People who have love in their heart, they would quiet down.
就不会轻易动怒。
And they would not be angry easily.
心中有爱的人哦，他就会比较细腻。
Those who have love in their heart would be more delicate.
哦，不会哈、哦，很粗鲁。
And they would not be impolite.
所以他在看事情哦，就跟彼得在看事情就不一样了。
So their point of view would be different than that of Peter.
哦，所以后来他被称为哈、哦、主所爱的门徒哦。
Later on, he was called the apostle who was loved by Jesus.
哦，因为他心中充满爱了。
For in his heart was full of love.
哦，我们看约翰福音十三章二十三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 23.
约翰福音十三章二十三节。
Sorry, John 13, verse 23.
二十三节，有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。好，这里是最后晚餐啊。主说有一个人哈、啊，你们当中有一个人要卖我。
Describe here the Last Supper. Jesus saying, "Among you, there was one who wished to sell me."
这里记载说，有一个人哦，躺在耶稣的胸怀，问耶稣说：“主啊，你说的是谁？”
Describe here a disciple leaned on Jesus' bosom and asked him, "Who was he?"
躺在胸怀是一个很亲密的动作哦。
And for someone to be able to lean on the bosom, this is showing a lot of affection.
如果我们关系不好哦，不要说躺在胸怀啦，握个手。放开，不要碰我。
Not to say to lean on the chest. If this they don't have good relationship, even holding hand would be a problem.
这个夫妻之间最明显了。
Similarly between husband and wife.
这个如果夫妻啊感觉不对啊，先生碰到太太的手，太太说放开，不要碰我。非常的恶心啊！如果哦感觉好的时候握手碰到手是非常的窝心。
If the relationship between husband and wife is not good, even touching hand would trigger some negative emotion. However, if their relationship is good, then it become quite touchy feeling.
所以这种动作表现出说他跟主耶稣的关系非常好。
From this action, you can see that his relationship with the Lord was really good.
所以后来他也成为爱的门徒啊。
And he was later called the Apostle of Love.
哦，他的书信里面都充满了爱。
And throughout his letters, it was full of love.
他所写的书信哈，新约书信当中有五卷。
He wrote altogether 5 epistles.
他特别注重哦，生命当中的历练。
He was emphasizing greatly on the experiences in life.
他的书信可以分成三类啊。
His letters could be categorized into 3 categories.
第一类就是福音书。
And first one was the Gospels.
就是约翰福音。
Which was the Gospel according to John.
它主要内容是使人因信耶稣基督得到生命。
And the goal was for those who believe in the Lord to receive everlasting life.
第二类就是书信。
The second category was letters.
就是我们这次要讲的约翰一二三书。
That would be First, Second, and Third John.
使人跟神相交，得到丰盛的生命。
So that when one have fellowship with God, could have a fullness of life.
第三类就是预言书。
And the third type was the prophecies.
就是启示录。
And that would be Revelation.
就是使人因盼望主再来警醒预备。
So that when one have the hope of his second coming would be vigilant.
所以他三类的这个书信呢，就是信望爱。
And therefore, the three category would be the category of faith, the category of hope, and the category of love.
约翰福音就是信。
And the gospel of John is faith.
相信耶稣得到生命。
That is to say, believe in the Lord and you should obtain life.
约翰一二三书就是爱。
And first, second, and third John was love.
与神相交，得到丰富的生命。
When you have fellowship with God, you will have the fullness of life.
启示录就是望。
And the revelation was hope.
等候盼望耶稣基督再来。
When you have hope for the second coming of the Lord.
好，那约翰一书啊，他写作的这个动机啊
，and the motive of writing this First John，
有几个动机哈
，there could be a few。
好，他书信内容哦，常出现一句话。
We can see one word being repeated over and over。
哦，我写信给你们是因为什么？
The sentence goes like this: I write this letter to you because of this reason。
哦，所以他哦都有写到他这个写信的原因呢。
He wrote, it was written down the reason why he has to write this letter。
哦，比如说第一章第一节哈，第一章第三节到第四节哈，他说我写信给你们是要让你们哈，使你们与我们相交。
For instance, First John, chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, the reason why I write this to you so that we can have fellowship.
二章一节说，我写信给你们是要叫你们不再犯罪。
Chapter 2, verse 1, I write this to you so that you will sin no more.
他都有写说他写信的这个动机了哈。
So he did wrote down the motive.
好，再来哈，第二点哈。可能当时哦，信徒在真理上有一种言行不一致的情况。
Also, he may have noticed at the time that the members have discrepancy between their faith and their action.
所以他写信来劝勉他们。
Therefore, he wrote to warn them.
比如说他们说他们是与神相交。
That is to say, the member may say that they have fellowship with God.
但是还在黑暗里面行。
Yet they will walk in the darkness.
就是嘴巴讲的跟行为不一样啊，言行不一啦。
That is to say, what they say is different from what they do.
二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse
4. 他说他们认识神。
Chapter 2, verse 4 says they know him.
但是却不遵守神的命令。
Yet they do not keep his commandments.
这是言行不一啊。
And if the what they do and what they say does not match.
三章十七节。
Also, it was
他们嘴巴讲说爱弟兄姐妹。
Chapter 3, verse 7, they say that they love brothers and sisters.
但是看到这个穷乏的弟兄姐妹，却塞住连续的心。
However, when they see people in need, they did not show compassion towards them.
只是嘴巴讲而已，没有行为。
All they did was show lip service.
所以言行不一，所以教导他们。
And from here, he pointed out that they could not have this discrepancy in what they say and what they do.
然后第三个写书信的动机。
And the third motive of why he wrote this letter.
就是当时他们也受到一些这个诺斯底主义的这个异端的影响。
Is that their faith was being impacted by philosophy of Gnosticism.
那使徒约翰就说这些人是敌基督者。
And Apostle John says that these people are against Christ.
这些人混杂在信徒当中。
And they are mixed among the members.
所以不容易分辨。
And therefore, it's hard to tell them apart.
所以使徒约翰就教导他们怎么来分辨这些人的虚假。
Therefore, John told them one way to tell out which one is which.
这些他的这个教导的异端大概有两种的这个异端。
In this philosophy of Gnosticism, it may comprise of these two parts.
就是克林陀主义跟那个幻影说了哈。
That is to say the
就是说他们认为你要得救就是要有一些特别的知识。
First characteristic is that if you want to receive salvation, you have to have this special knowledge.
跟信心行为没有关系。
Which is besides what you do or what you say.
他们认为物质是邪恶的。
They believe that the material world is evil.
灵界才是善的。
And only the spiritual world is good.
所以他们认为肉体既然是属物质的，是邪恶的。
And that is to say, because they think that this material world is evil.
所以天上的神绝对不会道成肉身啊。
And in that case, the heavenly God would not turn himself into a human.
所以基督的肉身是一种投影，是幻影啊。你看到的不是真正的这个神基督，它是一种幻影。
And since flesh is evil and God is good could not be evil, therefore Christ himself must be an illusion.
所以意思说他们不承认基督就是神啊。
That is to say they did not recognize Christ as God himself.
再来他们认为这个基督是在受洗的时候圣灵才临到他的身上。
And they also proclaim that Jesus only received Holy Spirit during his baptism.
基督要受死以前圣灵又离开他的身上了。
And before he breathed his last, the Holy Spirit left him.
所以圣灵在基督的身上只是这个暂时性的而已啦。
Therefore, they claim that Holy Spirit only reside on the Lord temporarily.
也是不承认基督就是神啊。
And by saying this, they did not recognize that Jesus was God.
这是他写书信的一个动机。
And this was a reason why he has to write these letters.
再来就是本书的特色了。
And let's talk about the
characteristics of this book. 虽然书信是一个公开的信。
Although these are open letters,
但是读起来好像一封家书。
However, when we read it, this does feel like a letter to a family member.
就好像一个属灵的父亲写给他亲爱的小孩子一样。
That is like a spiritual father writing letters to his spiritual children.
所以书信的内容那个使徒约翰老师常说：“小子们啊，小子们啊，我写信给你们，小子们啊，我因为怎么样小子们啊。”我的意思听起来好像我的孩子啊这样。
So we can often see in his writing, he referred to the reader as little children.
再来第二个特色就是说他会重复来讲一个主题。
Second characteristic here is he would talk about the same issue from different point of views.
就是在加强前面讲过的，后面他再回来再讲一次。
That is to say, he may mention this point before he would.Go back to the point again, just to emphasize it.
我讲义有举例了比如说一章五节七节说神就是光。
Such as in chapter 1 verse 5, he mentioned that God is light.
二章九节十节他又重复再加强再讲一次。
Chapter 2 verse 9, he repeats this concept again that he is light.
比如说二章的三节五节说要守主的诫命与爱心。
Chapter 2, verse 3 to 5, it says we have to follow his commandments.
后面他有在加强，有在补充。
And later on, he mentioned this topic again.
好，我们看第六大点，本书的大纲。
Let's take a look at the point 6, which is the outline.
这是我读完之后我把它整理出来的大纲。
These are the outline after I read it.
大纲是按照它的主题来写的大纲。
This outline would be according to the topic.
我刚有讲我们的主题是这个约翰一书的主题是与神相交。
The topic of First of John is to have fellowship with God.
所以这个第一章就是与神相交的生活。
In chapter 1, the emphasis was the way of life when you have fellowship with God.
第二章与神相交的持守。
Chapter 2 is the holding the fellowship with God.
第三章做神的真儿女。
Number 3 is to be true children of God.
第四章。
Number 4.
真信仰之道。
Is to teach your true faith.
第五章。
Number 5.
信心的功效。
Efficacy of faith.
好，我们现在进入第一章。
Let's start chapter 1.